Okay. The other day we were learning that a woman who got divorced or widowed or converted, she needs to wait 92 days before she gets married. Halachically, if a man loses his wife and he wants to remarry, the halacha is not because of mourning, because after 30 days there's no avelos anymore, but there's a different reason I'll explain in a second. A man is not allowed to remarry somebody else until 3 chagim go by. That's only if he became a widower. If he divorced his wife, he can marry halachically right away. She has to wait 92 days. But if a man's wife passed away, he's not allowed to get married for 3 yom. That's the halacha. It's machlekes in the Gemara. But the halacha is he has to wait 3 yom. Which means that if, let's say, the wife died right before Sukkot, so Sukkot is 1, and Pesach is 2, and Shavuos is 3, right after Shavuos he can get married. But if, let's say, she passed away after Sukkot, then he needs to wait for Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, and then he can get married. Getting married. Marrying. The reason for that is, the Gemara says, and Halacha says, that we don't want him thinking about his first wife when he's with the second wife. So after 3 Yomim Tevim, it basically, the Yomim Tevim settle, you know, the past, and the future is future. But there are certain exceptions to the rule, and that is, let's say, somebody is, a man is old and he needs somebody to take care of him, and there's nobody to take care of him, and he needs a wife to take care of him. Or, Halacha says, what happens? There's a bunch of little kids. Now, a woman died very young. There's a bunch of little kids running around the house. He needs somebody to run the house. So those are exceptions to the rule, and then he's allowed to get married earlier. Okay, but otherwise, he Halacha needs to wait, actually 3 months. Now there's another din that a lot of people aren't aware of, even though it's a Mishnah Yevamis. And it's obviously a din Shchunach. If a woman's husband passed away, and she has a child, she's not allowed to remarry until the baby is 24 months. And as we were speaking before, that after a woman becomes a widow, she has to wait 92 days. But if there are kids under the age of 2, she has to wait until the baby is 2. There are certain opinions today that say 18 months. But in the Gemara, the Mishnah, in Shulchan Aruch, it says 24 months. What's the reason for that? Because if this woman who's nursing the previous husband's baby, okay, she has a halachic obligation to the first husband to nurse his baby. That's one of the obligations of a woman, is to nurse their children, which is the husband's child. Now, if a woman is nursing a baby and she gets pregnant while nursing, she might not be able to nurse the baby properly. And then she's actually doing an injustice to the first husband. Or, for that matter, if she's pregnant. Okay? If she's pregnant, she can't get married until the baby is 2 also. Because again, for the same reason. She's going to have a baby. She won't be able to nurse the baby. Okay? Because she might get pregnant from the second husband. So therefore, the din is, it's called Minekes Chaveru, Muberes Chaveru. She has to wait 24 months. There are many opinions today that say, and there's a tshuva that Moshe finds, people agree, disagree, like everything else. Some people say that nowadays, most women don't nurse more than 18 months. So today, you could be meiko at 18 months. Which, by the way, is interesting, because today, more women are nursing longer than they did in previous years. All the health people, you know, they're nursing when the baby's 4 years old and 5 years old and 3 years old. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 3 years old, you know, what? But it doesn't matter. Again, Lei Plug, the Chacham did not differentiate between this and that. Like we learned, even a woman who is old and can't have a child anyway, remember the 92 days, she's still in the Lei Plug. The Chacham said this is it. You can't...
Baby.
Huh?
What if she cannot support the baby?
What do you mean?
With bills and this and that.
So then it's, she has an obligation. Then Bezdin has to take care of it. I mean Bezdin. He has to give her, take care of the kid, like any other orphan that Bezdin.
There are no conditions or anything.
No, no, that's it.
Is there nursing the real reason or is it psychological?
No, no, no.
They just said the nursing.
No, no, no. When Terry gives a reason, it's a reason. It's not the Baba Mises. What? What did you want? Avi.
Oh,
okay. Okay. Next. Okay, these are not so relevant. Okay. Next thing is like this. This is from the Gemara, and we learn now from Yaakov Avinu. You're not allowed to make two brothers or two sisters get married the same day. Let's say you have two daughters, both got engaged. You want to make a wedding the same day for both of them. It's cheaper. or it's two boys. So it's interesting. Our meaning is that you can make it, or what? Then the shail is, can you do it even the same week? Can you do it the same week? Because some poskim want to say, you learn it out from Yaakov Avinu, when the Yaakov married Leah and then he wanted to marry Rachel, that you let love and fet and Malesh was us wait this week and then you marry her. But some do, some don't. No, not two brothers marrying two sisters. I'm saying a guy has two daughters. One's marrying Joe Schmo and the other one's marrying Jack Black.
Uh-oh.
It's just two sisters. Because there's a concept called Emarvin Simcha B'Simcha. You're not allowed to mix one simcha with another simcha.
Two bar mitzvahs, two bar.
What?
Bat mitzvah and a bar mitzvah together.
They do. What do they do when they're twins?
Twins.
What do you have, the triplets?
Separate parties.
Well, the girl is a
Hayrofa. It's interesting. When you have twins, there was a Hayrofa from the Rebbe. Rabbi Label Groner had twins. Twin boys years ago. Now they're all over the place. Okay, but he had twin boys. And when he did the bris, so you do both brisim. I also have grandkids, twins. Okay? So what you do is, Rabbi told them, you should do one bris, say the maimer, make a separation between the two brisim, and then you make the second bris. That you shouldn't do both brisim together, should be considered a separation between the two.
As in separate mamash to maimer, benching and everything?
No. Say the maimer. It could be even before the meal. Say the maimer, and then, you know.
Second
yeah,
one
yeah, just have a break between the two brisim.
My brother had the triplets.
Triplets?
Three boys, but three brisim.
No.
So they did the first bris, went to the other room, say l'chaim, came back.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. To make a break. It's possible.
After the third one,
yeah. No, but there should be. That's also the same reason. Imarvin simcha b'simcha. So therefore, you make a break between the two to show it separate things. Each one needs its own simcha. What?
Going back with the nursing lady. A lot of times with her own husband, she gets pregnant while she's nursing.
Yeah, but that's the same guy.
Right. Still takes away.
But who's she taking away from? From her husband? He made her pregnant, right. I hope. So, that it's him.
Hey, how about a kid?
What?
I heard that like if somebody that got married, right, the first week she's going to somebody else's wedding, even if they're not really there, the other color has to come like to greet her.
No, not in Harmon. Okay, what? Okay, let's move on. Okay, next thing we'll learn about chasanis. You know, minig. That's what we're up to anyway, kids. Okay, so there's a custom. The Ashkenazim are more strict than this than the Sfardim. That on the day of the wedding you fast. The day of the wedding, chasan and kala fast. The Sfardic circles many times are more lenient on. For the kala fasting. But the chasan and kala fasts, there's two reasons for this. One reason is because it's their Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur of the lifetime, besides the day you die. So like you know, it's Yom Kippur of your lifetime. So therefore, just in Yom Kippur, you fast. So the day of the chasen, you fast. That's one reason. Another reason why the chasen, the groom, should fast is because he has to be sober when he gives the ring. So if he's going to eat, they usually drink wine. They get, you know, they drink. So therefore, the din is, you know, that's a second reason. What's the difference between the two reasons? It's a very interesting thing. The Rebbe was with, there was a Chabad Chasana, that the Kapishnitz Rebbe was there, because it was his daughter, and the Rebbe was there. Okay? Now, because the Rebbe was inside the Kedushin. So, the Rebbe was talking to the Kapishnitz Rebbe about what happens, the Shaila is, if the Chasana is 12 o'clock noon, should the chasen continue fasting or not? The difference is these two reasons. If the reason of fasting is because you're going to get drunk, so after the chasen, you did the kedushin already, you couldn't eat and drink, there's no purpose of fasting anymore. If you hold the Yom Kippur, then you would have to fast. But the minig is, if you get married earlier, you don't fast after the chuppah. That's the minig. Father does not have to fast. It's brought down, the previous Rebbe fasted on the day of his daughter's weddings. And the Rebbe writes clearly, it's not for everybody. It's not Teiro L'Rabim, the Friedrich Rebbe fasted. There are people that do that, people that don't. There's definitely no obligation to get for a father to fast.
So the mitzvah.
I understand, but no, until the chasana. Okay, another interesting thing, before we go into this, the question is, what days are good to get married? So certain days, halachically, you're not allowed to get married. What?
Tuesday.
No, I'm sorry. There's certain days, halachically, you're not allowed to get married. Marshall, Yom Tov, you're not allowed to get married, even Chol HaMoed. Why? The Torah says, on Yom Tov, v'samachta b'chagecha, you have to be happy with the holiday and not with your wife. Meaning, Yom Tov, there has to be emphasis on the simcha of the Yom Tov, not that anything else. There are certain days, like the custom days, the 3 weeks, the 9 days, the week of Tisha B'Av. I mean, there's certain times the halacha says you shouldn't get married. Yeah, I mean, again, there's a lot of times which are halachically forbidden. Some things are rabbinically forbidden. Shabbat, it's rabbinically forbidden to get married, believe it or not. You're not allowed to, but it's rabbinically forbidden. Because, and Shabbos, I said Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos is Mitzvah Shabbos. Okay? Now, the reason why you can't get married on Shabbos is because you can't acquire things on Shabbos. That's rabbinically forbidden. Why is it rabbinically forbidden to acquire things on Shabbos? Because usually when you acquire things, you write a contract, and you're going to write. So therefore, there's a gzeda of Mecca Chumemka, buying and selling on Shabbos. If you think about it, it's not one of the 39 forbidden works in Shabbos. Why can't I buy and sell? Why can't they give you something? You'll pay me after Shabbos. Big deal. Why can't I buy and sell? You're not allowed to buy and sell on Shabbos. Why? It's midrabbani, rabbinically, because you might come to write. So therefore, by kedushin, because so therefore, any type of acquiring is not allowed on Shabbos in them. The Suda, you mean?
Yes.
There are people that get married Friday afternoon. And then Friday night is the Suda of the Chasana. The Friedrich Rebbe got married, the Alter Rebbe got married Friday afternoon. But some poskim say you shouldn't do it. But we had a few weddings in the city, too, that I know, that I remember of, the Bavachers. They got married Friday afternoon. And then they had the meal. There's no music, obviously, on Shabbos. Huh?
The catering.
You can have catering on Shabbos if they do it right. Anyway, so then it's brought down in Kabbalah that certain times it's not good to get married. I mean, it's not like a... Which, by the way, became revealed from the Rebbe. The Rebbe revealed this. In the Friedrich Rebbe's times, people got married in all these different types of times. But for instance, there's a thing, you don't get married in Cheshvan. Most months, you only get married in the first half of the month. first half of the month. Why the first half of the month? With the exception of Adar and Elul and Kislev, those because they're mazel tikkun months. But it's late. Some people won't get married. Why? Because up to the 15th day, the moon gets bigger. So it's more mazel tik. After the 15th day, the moon gets smaller. So the Jews are likened to the moon. So it's still mazel tik. But in the later years, the Rebbe took off all those barriers. Literally, the Rebbe said, those barriers don't exist anymore. You get married as soon as you can. The sooner the better. Machet shinus amazer mer mei ba mein kim shvela gaut ter bagan gashe mer at ger